We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On the line with us is the voice of your Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merrill Reese. Hi, Merrill.
Morning, Angelo. Good to hear your voice.
And right back at you, Merrill. Merrill, what's it like for you? What are you doing right now? How you feeling?
It's tough. Yeah? It's tough. I try not to become a couch potato. I work out a great deal. I take a lot of walks. And I do a lot of reading. I have a lot of books lined up that I read during the day. I got the new one by Eric Larson called Splendor in the Vial about Winston Churchill in World War II. Doing a lot of things. Cindy finds a project every day. This day we'll clean this closet. Next day we'll clean the recreation room. So every day we have some different projects going. But it's a tough time for all of us.
Oh, it sure is, Mal, one thing that's really funny. Joe Buck, I don't know if you saw this. Yesterday, Joe Buck, who is so bored because he's got all these different play-by-play jobs, he solicited on Twitter for people to tweet him, and he will broadcast what they're doing in their life.
That's great.
In other words,
that's
if a guy's brushing his teeth, he will give you play-by-play
that's
of that.
That's funny.
And he goes at the end, Merrill, and I'm not joking. I mean, it's hard. At least this is your down season. You wouldn't be doing the games anyway. But you miss just being around the Eagles all the time and still being in the middle of it all, right?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely I do. But I try very hard not to watch too many of the news programs. I really do, or to read too much about it, because we know what's going on. Yep. And at this point, I'm doing everything I possibly can. I'm quarantined in the house. I'm not going out occasionally to the store, but you know, to get groceries with Cindy or to the drugstore. But basically, we're doing everything we possibly can. So reading that stuff and letting it prey on you every moment of the day is not doing anybody any good, so you try not to focus on it.
All right, then how about reading the piece that Malcolm Jenkins did on the Players Tribune? Did you get a chance to see it, Mel?
No, I didn't. I read the excerpts of it, and I will read it.
Here's what I want to know, because you know these players very well. It made me very, very sad to read it because he is so bonded to this city and to this fan base and to the organization. How do you feel about him leaving?
It's tough. But, Angela, this is something that I don't want to see you become hardened with it. But we saw Wilbert Montgomery leave. We saw Ron Jaworski leave. We saw Randall Cunningham leave. We saw, for another reason, Mike Quick, when he retired because of an injury, we saw going Brian Dawkins. I mean, that was so tough over the years. And Reggie White, it goes on and on and on. And you understand it is part of sports. It is part of the business. It never gets easy. You never become blasé. But it's something that you just understand.
Here's the question. All right, because, Merrill, you understand there's more to football than just what you do on the field. The intrinsics, the leadership, guys in the locker room. How do you put a value on that? And why didn't the Eagles value that more highly? Because you just mentioned Dawkins. You mentioned a lot of players there who are great leaders. And they're gone. Chris Long the year before. Why is there not enough value placed on a leader in that clubhouse?
Well, I think there is a certain amount of appreciation of leadership. But at another time, you also realize that you have to get younger. When you looked at this team, age was a problem last year. And they never got together financially, and it just was something that didn't work out. They felt they had to move on. I mean, I'm not happy to see Malcolm Jenkins leave. He's a very intelligent man. He's a very good football player. plays the game a little bit differently now than he did when he first arrived. The greatest thing about Malcolm Jenkins was out of 202 games, including playoffs, he started all 202.
Wow.
I mean, his durability was incredible. But it's just something that happens.
How do you feel about Darius Slay being an Eagle?
Love it. Absolutely love it. I love the fact that he is a ball hawk. A lot of people wanted Byron Jones, and I think Byron Jones is a very, very good corner. But when you look at Darius Slay, and this team has been hungering for interceptions. They've been in the bottom five or six in the interception department, and they brought in somebody. He reminds me of Asante Samuel. He is a ball hawk. This is a guy who has a nose for the football and great ball skills. I think he is a major, major plus.
I'm thrilled you said that because a lot of people are saying the Eagles have not had a guy as good as Asante Samuel until they just got Slay.
Yeah,
you agree with that?
He is.
You agree with that, right? 19
Absolutely.
Interceptions. By the way, Jones has two. In
right.
his career. So, I mean, that's not even close, Mel. That's not even close.
No, it's not.
Right.
It really isn't.
All right, Mel, this next question. Well, let me just go one other acquisition because I already love the guy, but I don't know how good a player he is. Will Parks was signed over the weekend, a Philly kid who's coming home. There's a lot going on with this guy, though, Al. He wasn't even an Eagles fan. When he was a kid, he was a Cowboys
fan. Yeah.
But his mom's an Eagles fan. Merrill, but this is a guy with confidence. He said he does plan to replace Malcolm Jenkins in the secondary. And then they said, well, what if you back up? And he said this.
Will Parks don't back up nobody.
Merrill, Will Parks don't back up nobody.
Uh-huh.
I like that utzpah.
Right. I like that attitude. I like that attitude. I mean, we know that Jalen Mills is penciled in as the starting strong safety, but I'm okay with that. That's the kind of attitude you like.
Absolutely. Mel, the next question is not meant to be funny, but some people will chuckle when I ask it. Will you miss Nelson Aguilar?
I will miss Nelson Aguilar as a person. He was always fun in the locker room. He was a very, very warm individual, a very likable guy. But he is not coming off a good season. He has been injury prone of late. He had a great year in 2017. I mean, he was a real part of that Super Bowl. He had a tremendous Super Bowl itself. But Nelson Aguilar has not been the contributor in the last year. And what I felt all along was not through free agency, but I think they've got to get a young, talented wide receiver in this draft, and they're going to be in position to do that. Whether they trade up or even at 21, they're going to get a wide receiver who should be able to replace him and hopefully do even more on the long term.
Hey, Mel, do you remember Mike Crick ever dropping a ball all the years you did his games? Did he ever drop one?
The following is a paid political announcement. Mike Quick never dropped a ball in
That's
his
correct.
Entire career as an Eagle.
All right, so this is what I need to know, because I don't think he did, Mel. I never saw
rarely.
Him drop a ball.
It was very rare if he did.
All right. Did Nelson Aguilar drive your co-host, Mike Quick, crazy with all the drops?
He did. He
oh, good.
Did. Mike,
good.
Mike Quick felt that there was so much talent there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what bothered me about Nelson Aguilar, because I think that Nelson Aguilar was almost as fast as DeSean Jackson, believe
wow.
it or not.
Yeah.
But the biggest difference is DeSean Jackson is one of the best trackers of a football I have ever seen. He's the center fielder running to the fence with his back to home plate. Nelson Aguilar had a lot of trouble tracking the football and adjusting to that deep throw.
It's great. Merrill, I just love hearing your voice again. There will be a season in 2020,
yes, there
won't
will.
There? You're sure of that, right?
Well, I'm not sure of anything right now. I'm as confused as anybody else, but my mindset is that there is, and the thing that I'm happiest about is that they are conducting business, not as business as usual, but there are players moving around in free agency. There's the whole march of the quarterbacks this year with Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. There's so much going on, and we're going to have a draft. At least they say we are even if it's not in front of crowds, even if it's a private affair, but we're going to be able to see it on television and focus on something else. And I hope and I pray that we do have an end to this thing sooner than later. And while this world will never be quite the same, we will get back to the things that we love to do and be able to be around the people and the sports that mean so much to us.
Merrill, beautiful message. Just do us one favor. Stay safe, please. Stay safe.
I will. I will do everything in my power, but we feel great. We're doing all of the things that are mandated.
The great voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, thank you.
Angelo, Rhea, Al, have a great day.
You too.
Merrill Reese, great message, Al, right off the top of his head. Beautifully stated. You got to love that
He did
stuff.
A thing. Glenn McNamara, Ray Dinger of the weekend are doing stuff like the head Fransky on talking about how they got into the business, their start.
Yeah.
Merrill's was just how he auditioned at WIP and got the job.
Yeah.
People should go online and check out the podcast. It was really fun.
I could tell you this. When I first came to WIP, this was 30 years ago, there was speculation that he was going to be let go as the play-by-play guy because the guy running the station then was unpopular and annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 years later, he's
still here.
The man who was supposedly going to replace him is gone and long forgotten. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Peter's on the line from Santa Barbara, California, which, Al, is a scary area to be in right now. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Angelo, Rhea, Al. I just want to thank you guys for helping me get through my self-quarantine. I'm here in Santa Barbara, California.
We're not hearing you well at all, Peter. We'll take a stab at this anyway. Peter, try to describe what it's like on the other coast. How bad is it?
Well, we've been in self-quarantine for about a week. And I'm divorced, and so my youngest daughter got accepted to Captain Farias colleges, and I had to go over and sign papers. And I went over in gloves, a mask, and I couldn't even hug my daughter for congratulating her on getting into college.
Wow.
So it's been surreal.
It sure has, Peter. But you know what? It sounds like you're being smart about this, and I applaud that. Not everybody is. Even on this coast where there's a New York now is like the place in this country, there are people that are not even observing any of what they're being told to do. It's driving me nuts.
Well, that's actually my home area, although I did live in Philadelphia for 4 years when I was in graduate school, and I'm appalled at their behavior. They're not taking this serious. I'm in the medical field as well as my ex-wife is a physician, and we've been taking it very seriously. But I do thank you guys because your show is absolutely the light of my life. And my only problem is you guys keep me up half the night, and I'm not getting any sleep. But you guys are so funny. And the gentleman who does Merrill Reese, I didn't know whether that was Merrill Reese on the phone that preceded me or the gentleman who does the comedy shows because he's incredible. And you keep up the cheer. And right now you're like my favorite thing to do all day.
Peter,
I'm not getting any sleep.
Thank you so much for calling us at 4:13 in the morning on the West Coast. Great to hear from you, Pete.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Now, let me make it clear how you could tell the difference between Merrill Reese and Joe Conklin.
Yeah. What is it?
Right? If it's not a Tuesday or Wednesday, right, and it's before 9 a.m., it's really Merrill Reese.
And there's another way, too.
Yeah.
Merrill's funny.
Oh, my God.
That is so rude.
What?
That is rude what you just did. All right, I got to be honest. I got a little agenda for the next segment here, Al, because I am really – you know what? As far as I can tell, I'm the only one beating the drum for the information on which two Sixers have the coronavirus.
Right.
But I'm going to try to illustrate to you. 62% of people – are saying that they don't think the Sixers should reveal who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to change that vote. I can't imagine how
sense.
It is.
You know, after Sean Payton came out with his thing, it changed the entire complexion of the show.
Entirely.
On TVG because he had been interviewed on the Horse Racing Channel. They then totally went away from everything they were doing and started doing individual
you
broadcasts.
You need to
from
know,
home.
Jonesy.
Yeah, it's a big
wouldn't
deal.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, I would.
If you would interview Joel Embiid, would you like to know if he has the coronavirus?
Definitely.
I think it would be important for you to know that information.
Yes.
But the public is not clamoring for it. Of course, 2 weeks ago, I was getting pounded here for being a panic, that I was a guy creating all sorts of problems. How dare you make this, you buy into this hype. Nobody's saying that anymore. And now I'm telling you, the people that have this virus need to be identified. So anyone who came into contact with them can prepare and get tested and know what's going on. And I'm going to prove it to you in the next segment when we bring on John Johnson. Because right now, John did not work this weekend because he has developed a symptom or two of the virus. And we'll get his story when we come back. WIP Sports Time 715.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.